Good morning. It is a good morning, isn't it? The scripture said, or the psalmist said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Amen. In the midst of an uncertain world, we serve a certain God. We serve an unchanging God, a dependable God. We serve an alive God, and it is a God that is at work for you and for me. There's a scripture in Peter, 1 Peter, that says, ye are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. A holy nation, a peculiar people. And it says that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into this marvelous light. A personal God with a personal calling. Every single person here this morning is important.
Yes, amen.
Every individual here this morning has a very special place in life, in the work of the Lord. You're valued. And as the Lord is a very personal God, He has a very personal place for all of us. And it is a high calling, and it is a present calling. The theme of our little revival this weekend has been to choose life. Wrote just a little variation underneath the title this morning that says share life, which is very much a part of it. And that's my burden this morning. I'd like to read out of the third chapter of Acts. Third chapter of Acts, and we'll start at the first verse. It says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame, came from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. This is a very beautiful account of a complete reversal of fortune. It is a story that describes a situation of somebody that no doubt faced discouragement, but found joy, bondage to freedom, resignation to anticipation of the future. Today, many souls in the world around us, and perhaps some here this morning, face life with resignation. Shattered hopes and dreams. Perhaps life hasn't gone exactly like you thought it would. So many in the world face a world of uncertainty with no strong foundation upon which to anchor. People live life without fulfillment and without peace. Oh, souls most often aren't taken and deposited on the street corners. Sometimes they are. See some of those. But often we find and we see them unknowingly. People that seem well put together. Smile on their face. Appear to live life with vigor. Looks like that they have everything in control in life. On top of the world. And yet, many, including many people who go to church, are searching, and they're looking, and they're disappointed, and they're desiring greater purpose and fulfillment and peace in life at all levels of society. And brothers and sisters, this morning, God is calling us. Calling me and He's calling you that we might go out into the world with a high and a present calling to take the hope of the gospel that we might share life with those that are without. I'd like to pay particular attention to this, that this opportunity that we just read about was created. And this impactful gift that was given that resulted in such a wonderful change of life largely came about as a result of these two men's purpose and cause on that day to simply pray and worship the Father at the ninth hour. Being faithful to do what they knew was right to do in the present, with intent. We've spent the last couple of services speaking on the importance of making God-first decisions, seeking the kingdom of God first. We've talked about the importance of direction, that direction matters, and that there is an end and a consequence to the decisions that we make in life. And that leads to the message this morning that I feel inspired to share with each of you today, and that is that our lives are about more than ourselves. Your life is about more than you. Our life is about a high calling. You're a chosen generation. You are. You're a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people that are called to show forth the praises of Him that hath called you out of darkness into this marvelous light with purpose, with intent, with deliberateness. It's time for all of us to be used by God in powerful and impactful ways by sharing life. Because there are so many that are not acquainted with the source of life. And the Lord will give the increase when we are willing to give in faith what we have. For as such as we have, I'll give. And when we go into the world with all of perhaps our insecurities, does anybody have spiritual insecurities this morning?
Do you have places in your life where you feel like you haven't conquered land yet that you'd like to conquer? And the Lord's saying, I want you to conquer this land. I have more land for you. And did you know that the enemy can use those places in our lives to call it, to cause us to draw back from this high and present calling, to go and show forth the praises of Him that has called us out of darkness and into this marvelous light, and we can draw back. But if we will in faith be willing to give that which we have, as such as I have, I give unto you. Listen, did you know that you don't have to have everything that is available and around you in hand to give what you have, to share what you have in hand? Did you see the difference between that? I'll say it one more time. We don't have to have everything in hand to be able to share what we have in hand. It's the Lord that gives the increase. Are you willing to share this morning? Are you willing to accept this present, this high calling? Whom shall I send? Who will go for me? The Lord asks. He looks out and he sees, and he says, the fields, they're white, they're ready to harvest. But where are the laborers? Do you know, a lot of times there are so many people that could be laborers by the grace of God. If we would just lift up our lives, our eyes, and in faith be willing to share what has been given to us. It's our time. It is our hour, now in the present, to look beyond our ways, ourselves, to run with heart and conviction. Yes, to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness in a way that results in me personally knowing who Jesus is, in me personally growing in the Lord and reflecting Him and making heaven. But brothers and sisters, this morning, it is also our time to rise up. It is our hour today to rise up with purpose, with determination, with faith, to go out into the world, to share the hope of the gospel, that we might be able to help other people find life too. Are you willing? Now is the accepted time. Redeem it. Value the time that God has given to us. Did you remember when God called Samuel's name? Wasn't it Samuel that was in bed and the Lord came and He called him? And He said, Samuel! Samuel! You ever wonder what it sounded like? He was laying in bed. Was it Samuel? Or was it something louder? Samuel! And He called Samuel because it was Samuel's time. But you know, the Lord's not calling Samuel anymore. Today, the Lord's not saying, Samuel! Samuel! The Lord's calling your name. Do you hear it? He's calling your name out. Michael! Brother Dan, Brother Eugene, insert your name. Don't we have a purpose today? Is there not a cause that goes beyond our own lives? Are we willing to say, Lord, Lord, here am I? Regardless of all the influences, regardless of all the distractions, regardless of all of the reasons that we can so quickly say, yes, Lord, but. Lord, I hear you, but. You may be sitting here listening to the message this morning, you say, yes, but I'm different. Yes, but my circumstances are different. Yes, but there's all of these other reasons. But is there not a purpose that goes beyond ourselves? Is there not a purpose that goes beyond all of the human reasons that we can offer up? There is. There is a cause that goes beyond ourselves. And there is a power. Jesus, my Savior, the power that worketh within me is you. It's not me. It's you, Lord. Pursue what you know to do is right in the present. You may not understand everything. You may not have conquered all land yet. There may still be things that you believe that the Lord wants you to have in your life that you don't have yet. And yes, perhaps you are disappointed in yourself. Be willing in the present to share what you do have. Go out into all of the world to take the hope of the gospel. What is out into all of the world? Go to town. Go to work that you go to every day. Your neighborhoods. The chapel. The living room of your own home. With intent and purpose. Lord, I rise up in faith. By the grace of God, with purpose and with intent to accept a higher and present calling that includes me. That is what these two men we have read about were doing. Likely didn't seem just a grand thing, perhaps, at this ninth hour of prayer, just doing what they knew to be right. To do as they went into the world seeking first the kingdom of God, but that day that they got out of bed and went forth, they didn't know what was going to happen or how the Lord was going to work. And Peter and John, they didn't have silver and gold to give, and likely this morning, silver and gold is probably not what most of us have to give when we get up and go out into all the world to try to meet the needs of souls, because you know what? That really isn't what is going to meet the needs of souls. But what they did have, they had Jesus, they had a cause, and they were willing to share regardless, such as I have. And what a life-changing difference it made on that day and in that hour when they simply got up and went about to do what they knew to be right, and Jesus did the rest. Why do we so often complicate our personal purpose and cause? Because we're human? Do you ever read the parable about the one that received the talents? And it says, well, and one received one talent, and one received two talents, and another received five. And one of the first things that goes through your mind is, I'm the one talent. I'm the one talent person. Have you ever felt that? Why is it that sometimes we feel like that if we believe we are the one and the two talent person, why is it that we can sometimes withdraw and feel like that somebody else can do it better than I? When we hear messages like this, that there is a high and a present calling, the enemy is right there to whisper in your ear and say, this is for the people that have five talents. This message that you hear, this isn't for you. This is the one that actually has some ability. This is for the one that actually has made some spiritual progress in their life and they've conquered some land. This isn't for you. You're one of those one and two talent people. Just sit back. You can listen to it, but it's probably not really for you. Why do we do that? Did you know that if we listen to the enemy and listen to that human reasoning, that likely would wipe out everybody that's in here? And yet, the hope of the gospel, it was designed that the Lord came to send the hope of the gospel through conduits of people that were imperfect, that were still striving to conquer and to grow in the Lord and to get up sometimes when we fall. And maybe we are what we would call a talent individual in certain areas. That's a whole other message. Sometimes I think we get that wrong when it says one and two and five talents. We misinterpret what all that means. But I know what we think a lot of sometimes as human beings. Well, I'm nothing. Did you know that it requires the increase of the Lord with the person that has five talents just like it does the person with one and two? If you have five talents, you don't have what it takes. You don't have what it takes to meet the need of a soul any more than the one that has one and two. The Lord saw fit to give one and two and five in different areas of life. I might have one in one area, I might have two in another. God might bless me with five in another. But He asks us all to go out to give what we have to give in faith and let Him give the increase. There would be a lot of hungry people on the hillside that day if there wasn't a little boy that said, I've got just a little bit of bread and fish. There's 5,000 plus people, but I'll give you what I have. And the Lord said, oh, that's just what I was looking for. I was just looking for the one that was willing. I'm not looking for the one that is spiritually perfect. I'm looking for the one that is willing to say, Lord, I'm an imperfect human being. I view myself as a one-talent Christian. But by faith, in faith, I am willing to give you what it is that I have, and I am trusting you for the increase. Brothers and sisters, this morning, do not underestimate the value of your talent when given into the hands of the Lord. Do not underestimate the value of your hour. The prophets are gone of old. Samuel's gone. His time came and went. But it is our time today. It is our hour. And too often we believe that for ourselves to be effective, that our works must reach far and wide. And I want to say this morning that the Lord will do the far and wide part when we are willing to do what's within our reach part. Such as I have. Lord, in the little place that You have put me, I'm willing to serve. Yet so many often say, I would if I knew what I was supposed to do, but I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what my cause is.
In the fear of the Lord this morning, it is much more simple and has the potential of so much more power than we often realize. And that is that where we are now and in the present, that we would be willing to do what we know to do is right in the situation and in the circumstance that we find ourselves in now. Whether you believe it great or small, resist allowing the world, the wisdom of the world, define the value of your talent and your hour. Don't listen to those voices. They are not the ones that determine the effectiveness of the loaves and the fishes that you are willing to offer up. The Lord is just calling us to offer up what we have. Resist listening to those voices. Resist believing that you are disqualified to share the hope of the gospel to those that you are around. That is what the Lord intends to be a concurrent part of Christian living. That while I live to know and grow in the Lord for myself, and while I live my life endeavoring to conquer more land by the grace of God, that while I am doing that, at the same time, I am willing, by the grace of God, to share the hope of the gospel. If we don't do that, we'll never do that. It's like current in series versus parallel. In series, the current has to go through one element before it goes through the other. And oftentimes, we are the ones that come first in our own minds, and we focus on ourselves, and we think, well, I've got to get this fixed, and I'm inadequate here, and I failed yesterday over here, and I've got to do this, that, and the other before I can rise up and accept this high and present calling of showing forth the praises of Him that hath called us out of darkness and into this marvelous light. And we can become so focused on that that we lose sight that we are not the power source. We are merely the conduit. Jesus Christ is the power source. I want to be a willing conduit. I want to be as a parallel circuit where I say, Lord, allow your power to flow that it might reach me and that I can be a conduit at the same time where it can reach other people. Resist allowing those things that you do not understand to share those things that you do understand. Because for me and for you, this is our time for this wonderful calling. This morning, let's be challenged to rise up. Yes, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness in a way that results in knowing and growing in, reflecting Jesus Christ. Yes, pay attention to your direction because direction matters. But be willing to rise up with purpose and intent to a calling that goes beyond yourself, recognizing that it is God that gives the increase. I have set before you this day life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that thou and thy seed
might live, choose life, share life. This is my and this is your present and higher calling by the grace of God. Amen.